Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, we're back like vertebrae. I want to chat with you about something that happened when I looked up. It was yesterday. I honestly don't, and this is going to sound even worse. God, I should probably hit the stop button before I can sound like a complete you-know-what. Anyway, had a $75,000 day. I looked up, I think it was Friday, and I didn't even know. Like, I was in the mode, man, and that was a result of a few coaching clients making the decision to come on board and say yes. And I get this question all the time. Sam, I don't know, A, who would pay me for my information? B, who would ever pay me large amounts of money for my information? And I'm kind of nervous, man. It freaks me out a little bit that I would actually be coaching or consulting or selling my property, intellectual property, to people. Whatever that is, you know, whatever that looks like. Like, bottom line, I don't feel worthy enough to monetize my passion. I get it. I felt that way as well. You know how I unfelt that way, which is another way for saying, you know how I stopped feeling that way, was actually doing the very thing that I was pushing off the entire time. So when you say, oh, wow, what kind of a day did you have Friday? I had a $75,000 day. I look up, it's the end of the day, sales came in, it was 75 grand. That's great. Look, that's ridiculous. Think about, in this day and age, there's never been a better time to launch your dream than right now. There's never been a better time. If you have integrity and you have an incredible amount of passion, everything else is just figure outable. There's nothing to be afraid of from a tech perspective, nothing to be afraid of from, you know, is this going to work? It's going to work. It's going to work because you already are the expert. So let's define what that looks like. Okay, because if you want to have big days like that, or even a $7,500 day, or even a $750 day, it doesn't matter. Move the decimal point to wherever it looks best for you, but don't settle, okay? Play big. But all you need to do is you need to be able to convey what you're really good at, and don't beat yourself up. You are really good at least one thing, probably 100 different things, but pick one, okay? Because people value integrity. People value caring, commitment. They want those characteristics. They sound warm, fuzzy. Let me tell you, they make the cash register ring because, unfortunately, especially online, it's like the Wild West, man. You get a lot of people out there that don't have your best interest at heart. And once you kissed a lot of frogs, you find a prince, you're not going to let go. And I think that's important for you to understand that you have integrity. You have a huge heart to serve. And you have a great idea, okay? All you need to do is to put that thing into motion. You know what I'm talking about? And people will pay you because they want you to help them put that thing into motion that you've already done. So think about this. What's something that you've already done with success? I'm not saying the best. Okay, that's such a superlative, subjective term. You can't even quantify I'm the best at something. It's subjective because what you may say, well, I'm not the best at it. You know, someone else might say they are, and they're not nearly as good as you in a lot of different facets. You know what I'm talking about? Like somebody says, well, I've got the best speaker training. Well, do you? I mean, okay, that's great. I mean, congrats. But, or the number one speaker, that's the area that I'm in. I train speakers and consultants and coaches and things like that to really launch that dream, you know. And by the way, if you haven't booked your call, go ahead. everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Jump on. Let's talk about that thing that stirs you up, you know, in the middle of the night that you know you got to get working on. So put yourself in that situation, okay? Put yourself in that situation. You love and care about something that you're really passionate about. You love people, and you care a lot about their success. I mean, good Lord. Can you imagine if I showed up and you were at a Starbucks or something, and you were maybe looking to interview me as your coach, and you wanted to, like, hey, Sam, tell me about yourself. Well, you know what? I love people, and I care a lot about people, and I'm committed to their success. And I love, you know, whatever, whoever I'm talking to, I'll say her name's Julie. Julie, I love your dream. I love your message. And I care deeply, just as much as you do, about getting this launched and getting it going. Would you even care after that how to do it? I mean, would you even care? No. And I mean those words, you know, like, I believe in you. That's what I tell people all the time, because you know what's odd? A lot of people haven't heard that, if ever, or maybe in a very long time. Someone look them in the eye, like look them in the eyes, make eye contact and say, I believe in you. You know, so you want to say, hey, how'd you have a 75 grand day? What'd you do to make 75? People don't do that in a year. I know. And not for 1 minute do I think, first of all, 10% of that goes to God. And then there's a larger percentage goes out to make all of these things happen behind the scenes. We're building funnels and coaching, consulting, all the different things that are going on. And then, yeah, there's a healthy profit built into that as well. But never doing it, man. I never do it for the money. That's why I didn't know. I looked up and tallied it up. And that's what it was Friday, you know? And so what I'm trying to tell you is people say, well, describe what is every day is Saturday. What is it? It's when you look up at the clock and you can't believe that you need to stop doing what you're doing because you love it that much. That's the Saturday mindset. That's how you know you've arrived, as opposed to when you're in a job and you're looking up at the clock and it's going tick. It's 2 o'clock and you're like, oh my God, 3 more hours. I got to stay here. Ah. Tick, 2:30. And the minutes feel like hours as opposed to the hours feeling like minutes. That's the everyday Saturday lifestyle. So no, I don't take any of this for granted. I don't flaunt it. I don't talk about it. This is something I wanted to bring up because I was thinking about it and I was like, geez, you know, that's pretty wild to be able to have a $75,000 day and not feel like you worked. I mean, seriously, would someone else want to know about that? Like, would that help them without showing screenshots of my bank account or PayPal or doing some Facebook Live with circles drawn and how I recruited all that? No, it's basically a message that started out of desperation from my 3-year-old daughter that asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? That's what got it all going. And then I had to quit a job, and then I had to go through a humiliating time of my life and losing everything, and then I had to build it back up, and then I had to stay in the game, and I had to go find some people who wanted to know how to go through the valley. That's all I did, because I knew how to get through the valley because I'd been through it. I mean, I just went through it, so how would I not be an expert on going through it? Isn't that simple? Have you ever been through a valley in your life, ever? Yes, but no. I didn't say it a yeah, but. I didn't say give me the yeah, but. Yeah, but, Sam, it wasn't like a big deal. Yeah, but, Sam, it wasn't. No. I didn't say give me that. All that stuff after. That's the negative mindset talking. I didn't say that. Have you ever been through the valley? Great. Capture that. Journal it. Help somebody else get through the valley. Would they want to know the steps that you took to get through the valley? Yeah, but I'm not so-and-so who's got a, they wrote 3 books on, no. I didn't ask if you wrote any books or they wrote books. I didn't ask. Anybody say about books? You hear something about books? I didn't hear about books. No. Yeah, but they got a website. No. You see where I'm going with this? Like, you could talk yourself out of ever getting going because you're comparing yourself to everybody else out there. So whether you have a $75 day or a $7,500 day or a $750,000 day, the anatomy of a $75,000 day looks like this. Make a decision. Seriously, decide. Decide. I'm making a decision. I'm going to do it. Okay, great. All right, I've made a decision. Now what do I got to do? You got to take some kind of action. I mean, it's got to be some action congruent with that. Not, I've made a decision. I'm going to launch a podcast, and now I'm going to Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. Okay, that is not congruent. That's action. Going to Starbucks to get the coffee is definitely an action. It doesn't have anything to do with launching a podcast, for example. Okay, so take action that is congruent to the decision you just made, and then you're going to have a result. And that result may not be what you want right away. Oh my God, I launched a podcast and only 2 people downloaded it. I don't know what this Crowley guy's smoking over there in Cincinnati, but it must be good. No. Remove expectation from the result. And then you're happy with whatever you get because it was more than you had the day before. You see what I'm talking about? And then you got a belief tied to that result. So it's, you got the decision that you've made with the vision in mind that you're going to get going, take action that's congruent, get a result, have a belief. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know? Vision, action, result, belief. Vision, action, result, belief. So if you want to have a $75,000 day, start with making a decision. You know, I've been doing this a long time, all right? I was working with Fred Flintstone back in the day selling this stuff. So you got to understand, I've been at this a while. So I've got a lot of wisdom that I can share with you. So don't think that, you know, it's going to change tomorrow, but man, it does. It does. Your mindset does. And it's so good. Like, not the money. I mean, just the mindset part is so good. Because when I just recorded the success accent, the one you just listened to, if you hadn't listened to it, it's the one right before this one. And it's talking all about attracting that positivity into your life, okay? Success accent. It'll breed success. You'll start talking differently, thinking differently. And you'll have big days and you'll have low days. I have many days that are low. But boy, the lows used to be my highs. You believe that? Think about that. When your lows are equal to what your highs used to be, in revenue and growth and relationships, that's when you know you're onto something big. Like, that's when you're like, oh my God, I used to jump up and down and celebrate and high five anybody I could see when I used to have this day. And now this is my lowest day. That's when you know you're growing and you're going to places. Okay. So get caught. I mean, the number's great. I use it in the headline of the title of the show just to get your attention. Now that I have your attention, decision, action, results, belief, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.